Alaikum Shalom, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Baruch Pinchas, how are you?
Baruch Shem.
Good to see you.
Long time. Let me see this. One second. Can you hear me?
We could hear you just fine.
Okay, just one second. Okay, Shalom Aleichem, how's Dagum doing?
Well,
where's Dagum holding? What's Sif?
The later Yuds, right?
What?
The later Yuds, Yitzayin,
Yitzayin, okay. I'm going to tell you, I got to fix the volume here. One second, please.
I don't know where the thing is.
I moved the table up, so at least you got to sit here.
No, it's different ones. I don't know where this one is. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just have to raise the vac. It's not working. Hold on one second, please. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's going to go. I think it's this guy. Stand there also?
You probably it went.
It went?
Yeah.
No, it went up. Just up. It went back. You just press it again?
Yeah, this one went on there.
No, this just closed.
Stab it.
No, it's not going on. No, it's not. You could probably turn it off if you took off that thing manually.
Should just have it or not right now?
Hello?
We're here.
Okay, thank you. I have to get a couple of things. We'll talk about it later, okay? There's actually a couple of
things. Chair over here.
Okay. But how was the Dave's Chabura? How was the Chabura by Dave Khan?
It was great. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, Rapinchas, is there any not necessarily today, but we can get a little marach on like when and how the Kimleys work. Dave touched
when
it on
what?
When and how the Kimleys work.
Yeah, well Kimley is gonna be a whole sigga by itself. For a second, again, I'm having a problem with the volume. I don't know what's going on here. Oh, okay, here I go. Here you go. Okay. No, it doesn't let me do it.
Can you hear us? Because we can hear you fine.
Very, very low. It's very, very, it's very hard to hear. I don't know why. Volume cannot be lowered to zero. I don't want to lower it to zero. I want to higher it.
Yeah,
I might have
this option.
Nothing.
No, we can't hear. He's not talking.
He's
talking.
No, we can't hear.
Can't hear you.
Yeah.
You think that?
Now you're good. No, connecting to audio.
This point.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you very well. All right, I'm gonna try my best. Some
okay.
Reason, every time something doesn't work. Okay.
All right. We hear you perfectly fine, so you can continue regular.
Okay. All right. The first shiloh is like this. Start off with the first shiloh. And again, philosophy should be safe minus. I think it's a very important yesodis that we have to go through that we left out. I know that I was holding a lot further, but it's important to go through these yesodis. First shiloh is like this. We were dealing with there was a mover. Was hired by someone to move their house, their home. They're moving from a basement to a bigger house. They're moving from Lakewood to Jackson, whatever it was. And they hired a regular mover, and the mover came down, typical mover in town. And he loaded the truck, seemingly did everything that he's supposed to do. And then at some point during the move, the moving truck was rear-ended by a different truck. It got smashed, and it caused damage to the furniture. Different furniture broke, different things broke, whatever, different details, different items got broken and damaged the furniture. So now the initial phone call of this Shiloh is that the one that hired the family that hired the moving truck, they wanted to go after the mover's insurance to be able to collect the damages. And the mover wasn't willing to allow them to go through his insurance, even though it said fully insured, because he said that I'm going to pay it out of pocket. Okay, pay it out of pocket. So he said, okay, I'll pay out of pocket. Well, what would insurance pay? Insurance would pay 60 cents per pound. So the guy went ballistic. 60 cents per pound. I mean, what kind of shtus is that? On your truck, it says, and you advertise, you're fully insured. So he said, yes, it's true, I'm fully insured. But fully insured means 60 cents per pound. That's what fully insured is. So the guy, you know, couldn't believe it, couldn't hear from it. And he held this very, very misleading. And he came to ask, called the Shiloh to see if it's, you know, the Bezek Mavar, if such a thing is true. During the conversation, he was complaining the entire time that happens to be the service is very bad. When they were loading the truck, I saw that they didn't put properly secure. They didn't cover the furniture. They didn't use those blankets. You know those blankets that they put around on the furniture, on different things, on like break fronts and bookcases and different dressers. They surround them with blankets. They're called moving blankets, and then they're supposed to wrap them with ceramic wrap to secure it, and they secure it in the truck. And anyways, the guy was complaining. He said, "Anyways, you know, you didn't properly wrap the furniture." And, you know, I'm never going to use the service again. Anyways, Lemaisa, the guy, at the end of the day, the mover guy admitted that Itaka didn't secure these blankets around some of the pieces of furniture properly. And he said his excuse was because he was doing a different move that day and a lot of them were used or whatever. Whatever the reason is, he, you know, gave a couple of excuses. And he said, anyways, what difference does it have to make what took place today? Today, you know, it was an accident. This accident, what makes no difference if the blankets were there, the blankets weren't there. This accident, this guy, they rear-ended into my moving truck. The damage that took place would have taken place no matter what. Blankets, no blankets, no difference.
Why wasn't the other truck that rear-ended them responsible to pay?
Why wasn't the one they rear-ended?
The one that hit them.
Yeah, okay, I don't know. I don't know what happened there. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know what happened. I don't know exactly what happened over there. Okay. I don't know. For some reason, they were in bed. They called it to Shire. I don't know exactly why they weren't. That guy wasn't responsible. I don't know. Maybe he was. He was going after the mover. The mover could go after him. You know, the mover could go after the other truck. I don't know. This was the Shire one that was presented. They're complaining about this move. So anyways, so the Shire here is that we came this buyer to the Besden. I can hardly hear anything, but okay. With this buyer too, so the Shiloh here, what was the best thing was, is that, first of all, about this insurance, which we fired is Taka True. I remember calling up every single mover. I called all the movers up and like every single one of them. The Mavire, this, what does it mean fully insured? And they all told me the same thing. Fully insured is 60 cents per pound. That's what it is. That's what fully insured means. And that's, everyone knows it. Either you know it or you don't know it. But there's nothing misleading. Every mover advertises fully insured, and that's the Matzias. And that's what it is. The Shiloh that they weren't really even asking became this buyer. Is this a Shiloh from Chalos B'Shiva Sefer Bayis? Because originally, what did he do? The mover admitted that he didn't properly secure the furniture. He didn't surround it with the blankets well enough. And because of that, so you never know. You know, it's true that, you know, again, for Chalos B'Shiva Sefer Bayis, we paskin that Kozman, you could have any Tliya. Any Tliya Roch, even if it's a Tzad Tliya Roch, that because of this Shio, that the Goynis could come about, so that Loch is a Yechayim. That's as a Shleit Toysen, as I passed with the Smart, right? Any little Tliya, then we could be told that we're going to be, we say Tchlos B'Shiv Boinus is Chayim. So the shayla over here is, could you say that? You never know. It is a tzliya. It's not worse than gamba.
Wait, so question. We paskin like, you're talking about the Ravid, Tosfos and the Ravid. That's who we're going to pask. That's who you're mentioning?
Well, Tosfos and the Ravid is going to bring a machloikis. That's the shach brings a machloikis, machaber, remove it, paskin, Tosfos and the Ravid. But that's for real, that sad rochuk is gamma sadoiv hikar avodecho. That's a tliyo, that's yotzim mitiva shalohoyla. Saying that's something that you want to know if it could have been Mekoyim in me, that I would have had the strength to stand up to a lion, or the lion would have been fearful from me. So the way the Sma explains it is that it's really a shayla of do you have a tliya where I could say that maybe there would have been something that I could have caused, which was yotze chutz mi derech ateva, that could have happened, right? Here we're not talking about, we don't really know what the teva is. Here we're saying, we're not going to the chutz teva over here. We say, we don't know. You never know. We don't really know. I'm saying maybe we'll get someone to do an investigation. But do we need to do that? Do we need to do an investigation and decide that over here, maybe you never know. This accident could be something could have been saved. Maybe the brake foot wouldn't have broken. Maybe the dress would be saved. Whatever it was, are we mechuyif to go now and make an investigation and say, since it's chilos of the pshio, because he didn't properly secure with the blankets, this furniture, soifi ba'inis, that he was rear-ended by a different truck, so now he got his thing got destroyed. Do we have to investigate now and say maybe it's chlos b'shim soifi ba'inis chayiv? That'll be chayiv for the damaged furniture. That's the first shayla. The second shayla is a little bit more. It was that a tzedok organization was doing a fundraiser event, and they sent somebody, they do many fundraisers, different fundraisers, different places, different areas, different neighborhoods. And what they do is they make a little parlor meeting. They have a lot of food and they have people come in and people give, bigger donors get presents and whatever it is. They make a nice, fundraising event. And this guy, have people working for them, for the organization. And they go along from different neighborhoods to the different neighborhoods, and they make they set up the event, and they make some money. Anyways, this guy was sent. He was working for the organization. He was sent with his truck, and he was sent to go towards this to where they were going to make this fundraiser. And he was going there, and he had quite a bit of time until the time of the event. And he stopped off by a rest stop. And he went to the bathroom. Once he was in the bathroom, got himself a drink with a snack, whatever it was. And he forgot to lock his truck. He didn't lock his truck. And when he came back, so the truck got a little bit robbed. They stole the iPad, the organization's iPad, and some other different electronics. And they also took, I don't know over here we have the events that over here are pretty, flashy. Oh, yeah. Meat boards with sushi, chowing to a day, who knows what, right? And they ripped off some meat boards and sushi together with it. This was the story. And all right, the organization had no interest in going after this guy at all. But the mice, the guy on his own wanted him to be Mavara. Is he chayiv or potter for this? So he wanted to know, honestly, is he chayiv or not? It's a stock organization. Maybe they can be chayiv. He wanted to know what his din is. So the shayla is, so the guy said that, okay, I understand that I was pashay over here. I left the door unlocked in the truck. So it would make sense that I'd be chayiv for the things that are, you have to be worried about with Gnevis. I understand the iPad and the other different things that whatever was stolen over there, the electronics, whatever that people steal from cars. But these $100 meat platters and that was, by the way, is donated. The stalker didn't spend money on this. It was donated to the stalker. Was donated to the organization, but so these meat boards and these expensive sushi things, is he achroy for that also? So he would think not, because on that he was not pushe on that. But even open the door, no one's worried about any food getting stolen, even by a rest stop. You don't think that your sushi platter is going to get stolen. So he's not a pushe. But only shayla is, he remembers that he learned in yeshiva that chalosim b'shiva seifu boynis is chayim. So since he was pusheya, he left open the door, v'negeya the iPad. So had he closed the door, he had a chiv. As a shoyim, he had a chiv to lock the door, because he had to watch the iPad and whatever else was other valuable items that were in there. So if he had he locked that door, the meat boards wouldn't have been gone either. By leaving, open that door, so it's still also b'shev. So if you're so maybe schayev also on the meat boards and on the sushi. That would be the shayev.
Aaron is being ma'irer that the man was a pesheya on the tablet, and he was an oinus on the meat board. Do we say tchassim b'shev on one item? And it says by the side of different
right. So you're saying that the word shaykhis. What the enichanami, it's one bit pakodin, but what does it have to do with what does it have to do with the meat board? I was not pashay bakhan on the meat board. Enichanami, it's one pakodin, but it's not really one pakodin, it's two the separate items, right? Okay, right, okay. So we're gonna discuss that 100%. I just so hard to hear over here, okay. All right, so let's start the chabur here. Okay, so the first when we get into the shayel, first we should say bonus. So the first shayel here is that one of the big questions everyone's bothered by right away is that we know the chos b'shem b'seif bonus is chayiv even on the inus that we don't really see is connected b'chwat to his pshiyo, but halach is chos b'shem b'seif bonus is chayiv. Kozman we could have a tchil like we said before. It could be toilin in his pshiyo. The halach is that he's chayiv. The shayla is, why don't we say a mitzvah l'chol b'raya? Why don't we say a mitzvah l'chol b'raya? That's the shayla. Okay, so in order to answer this question, so we have to understand really why pshiya itself is chayiv. Pshiya is chayiv, everyone knows like this. We know that a shoyl is chayiv in oitzin. Why is a shoyl chayiv in oitzin? Obviously, it must be a chiv atoiro, like we spoke before, either he himself was makabel that chiv, or once became a shayla, turns b'chayiv him in oinsin. So it's definitely a chiyav achrayis. It's not at all connected to his shmirah. There's no shaykes to his shmirah. You can't be shayma from oinsin. Oinsin are oinsin. I mean, to a certain extent, maybe, but oinsin are some things that you can't watch out from. So the reason why a shayla is chayiv in oinsin has nothing to do with really the fact that he did something wrong. It's not told b'chwal in any shayla. Because he's oinus, turns b'chayim. Either he's himself oinus, turns b'chayim and oinus. Gnei v'aveda by Hashem b'selcher also. Gnei v'aveda by Hashem b'selcher. Definitely, it's shaykh, a level of shmiro from gnei v'aveda. But over there, we could talk about that. Maybe l'maisa, it's there's a machlokes shoyin. I don't know if we skipped it, but there's going to be when we get to Hashem b'selcher, we're going to see men rishonim hold that Hashem b'selcher is chayim even on a gnei v'oinus. If it has a shame gnei, even if it's an oinus. Gemara said, the Tosha says, even if it's a nikkei bekarka mea amo, and it was stolen, the halacha is that it's chayiv because the gneva aveda Hashem itself is chayiv. To be honest, it makes no difference. The oinus is chayiv. Mechoyim is shining, but those are those shining the whole day. So according to these shining, so chayiv mukhak also to say that obviously the chayiv gneva aveda has nothing. It's not nothing to do with what the shomer did because it's pshiyah and shmirah. He's chayiv on gneva aveda. The shayla is what's the chayiv pshiyah. When a shayim is chayim shio, what is that? What is that chiv? Is it because it has something to do with because he was poshay and shmir? It's something to do with the fact that he did something that's mechayiv himself with the shio, or it's just a regular chiv like the oinus, like a chiv oinus and a chiv on the oinus of gnei v'aveda. Obviously, we would want to understand that it should be something that he's chayiv for because he was poshay and chayiv. So the ma'aso, what is that shio? What is it? It's just a grumble. The grum of Alma, right? So if it's just the grum of Alma, so what could we be mechayim for? That
we can't hear it. It's frozen.
Back, we didn't hear the last. No, let's see. Back, we didn't hear the last 30 seconds, at least. We said it's why is he?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm saying so. It would be mistaken to say that it would be mistaken to be mechayiv him because of we'll say that he's a chayiv for it because he was pesheya.
Wait, we didn't hear. We lost you when you said it's a grumma. Why would he be chayiv if it's a grumma?
Right. So some pros, but the chayiv if we want to blame it on his actions, so chayiv all of this is a grumma ba'almo. So what did the guy do already? What did the guy do? It's a grumble. So it would be mustavit to say that it's a regular chi like every other chi. That's what it would be mustavit to say. But so we find that there's a big machloikis achroinim on this. Big machloikis achroinim. We find that what we had earlier in Sefei, we had a machloikis if shomer need a kinyan, right? The Rambam paskind was brought down as a yeshayim. The Rambam paskind that all shomerim need mishicha, right? That was brought as a yeshayim. Sefei, that's the shitsa Rambam. A shomer doesn't become a shomer. He's not a schayiv. He's not a schayiv. And any of the chiyuvim, unless he makes mishicha. The Tzoyis in Simon Shin Zayin learns that the reason why you need to make mishicha is because the reason why the Rambam holds you need the kinyan of mishicha, whereas the other Rishonim that hold that you're just a shomer because a shomer is just a regular poyel, like every other poyel that's master by melacha, aschalas melacha. As soon as he starts watching, so he's a regular shomer. His kinyan is regular aschalas melacha. So you know you become a shomer automatically with your aschalas melacha. So why would the Rambam hold that you have to have mishicha? So the Tzoyis explains because the Rambam holds that the reason why you need mishicha is because very nice, you may become a shomer, you are achroi, you to watch the chayfetz. But what's going to be mechayiv you if you don't watch the chayfetz? Why, if the chayfetz gets lost, whether a shomer sacha begnevo or a shoyel boines or a shomer chinam bepshia, at the end of the day, if he didn't do his job, what's mechayiv you? What did the guy do? It's a grom ba'am. So what the shomer does is that he makes a kinyan on the chayfetz. Just like when a ganav is koyin the chayfetz makes a mashichon, the chayfetz becomes his. It's nikne berushusay with chayv ba'insin. So too a shomer, he'd been koyin the chayfetz to be chayiv on the chiyuvim that he's taking responsibility over. So the Ksois clearly is assuming that the reason why would seem that the Ksois understands that the chiyuv she is just like the chiyuv of oynes and gneva aveda. But that's what it is. Okay.
Is that only like the Shidus in Sif Hei that you have to do a Kinyan in order for the Shmir to be Chal? We had a Machoikas of Shoyin in Sif Hei that said that there's a Tzad.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So I'm going, that's how the Ksois learns that Mechaber. The Mechaber that brings the Yeshem to hold you need a king. That's the Dasa Rambam. The Ksois is going in this Rambam. You take a look at the Ksois and Simon Shin Zayin, it's called an Aleph. He explains this Rambam like this. The reason why the Rambam holds you need a Meshicho is because there needs to be nikne to the shomer in order to become neschayiv in the chiyuvim of the shmir. That's what the Ksoi says. Okay. However, Lamaisa the nesivus is chayu. Nesivus and shin aleph have gotten aleph. He learns the reason why the Rambam holds that you need the kinyan is nothing to do with the because to become neschayiv in the chiyuve shomer. The reason why the shomer needs a kinyan is simply to become a shomer. He holds, for some reason, the Rambam holds that aschalas melacha is not enough to become a shomer. You have to make a mishicha. If you look at the Ksois there, the Ksois in Shin Science, if gotten out, he discusses it a little bit why somebody would need to hold that you need mishicha and that you need mishicha or shusoi in order to make aschalas melacha. You have to actually be moshichit to watch it, not just. The fact that the Bailam is misal hishmir from it is not enough to be considered as kolos mocha. You actually need that the shomer should take the chayfetz and be moishachir who reshus of hishmirah in order to be considered as kolos mocha. So, according to this, I realize I missed a step, an important step. the Rambam holds. We all know that Avodim Shor is a course of the smite from Shmira, right?
What?
The Torah learns that with the smite from Shmira, there's no Chiv Shmira on Avodim Shor is a course of the smite from Shmira. The Rambam holds that Chio on Chio, even by Avodim Shor is a course of Chayit. As I state in the Rambam, writes that in Perek Beis and Skiris, that a shomer is chayiv is poshe by Avodim Shtar is karkois. And the Rambam explains this was pshi is mitam mazik. This was the point. That's what the Rambam says. So now the simple understanding of the Rambam is the way most Achronim understand the Rambam. He's saying is that the reason why Hashem is chayav in Pshiyah is goofy because it's his actions. His Pshiyah and Shmirah is what's mechayav him. So we don't need to come and tell him like Hashem is ochen, it's mechayav in Avedo, and Hashem is chayav in Oinsen. Those chiyuvim are extra chiyuvim at Torah that Hashem is chayav in. But in the Pshiyah where the guy, simply was Pshiyah in his Shmirah, so he's chayav because of the Pshiyah Shmirah itself. So that's the simple understanding in the Rambam. So it will come out. Now the Ksois that I told you before is Mevor the Yal, not like that. He learns that it's because of he holds that it's because of Kabbalah Sachrayis rather than because of Pshiyah and Shmirah. Okay, so these are the basic two pshatim and why Shomer is chayav in Pshiyah. Either because like the simple understanding of the Rambam is because that he is his pshiyah and shmirah itself is mechayivim, and the understanding of that is like this. The understanding to this is like this. The way many achronim explain is that because that the Torah says in order usually a mazik is only chayiv if he's mazik v'yadayim. If he's mazik v'yadayim, he's chayiv because you have no connection with the chayfetz. We have no responsibility with that chayfetz at all. So then the Torah says in order if you're just a grumble or a karmi, you're not chayiv on the damage of that chayfetz. However, a shomer that's responsible, he made himself responsible the shmir of that chayfetz by being poshay in that chayfetz. That itself, if he's poshay in that chayfetz by neglecting his shmirah, that itself is considered a hazard. That itself is considered a damage. That's how many are going to explain the sheet of the Rambam. That itself is considered a damage. That's a damage. That's a mazik. Okay, so these are the basic mahalchim why a pshiyah is chayiv. The ground is one other mahalch, just I'll say for half a second. The Shulchan Aruch Harav holds the reason why pshiyah is chayiv. He writes in Tof Mem Gimel and Aruch Chaim, he writes that pshiyah is chayiv is because when a shomer accepts something, he's mechayiv himself to return it to the owner. That's it. No matter what, he's mechayiv himself to return it to the owner. However, if there's an oinus, so then the Torah patted him. The Torah patted him by if he's a shomer chinam, the Torah patted him on Gnei Vaveda. If he's a shomer self, the Torah did not pat him on Gnei Vaveda. The point is that the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains Pshiyah Chayiv is just because your achrayus is to return the chayfetz. If you're accepted shmirah, you need to give it back. If you don't give it back, you chayiv, unless the Torah patted you. Okay. So now let's move on to Tchilosim Yeshiva Seifu Ba'onis. Is like this. Tchilosim Yeshiva Seifu Ba'onis, Rikveh declares Tutsdot. Why Tchilosim Yeshiva Seifu Ba'onis is chayiv? Is it because we say that the minute he's Poshay in the Chayfetz, so right then and there, we see with Chayfetz has a dinner that's already never been abided, because his job was to watch the Chayfetz, and he neglected his Shmirah, and by neglecting his Shmirah, so even though it's not actually lost, but Al Pidin, we consider it Mitzad Huch Shmirah, it's considered as if the Chayfetz is already Nevad, whether we view him as a Mazik, or whether we view him just out, or whether he's chayv, like we said before, just out of the chiv achrayis, he's already mekabel achrayis on himself for that. That's it, mekabel achrayis, and he's poshay, he's gonna be chayv. So his chiv is chayv already b'shas pshiyah. That's it, his chayv b'shas pshiyah. Now lemaisa, what happens if nothing ends up happening to the chayfets? So then he can return it. Okay, right. So then he's kigul, he's paying the bottom back. He's chayv, he's taki chayv, because he's poshayah. Now, if it doesn't, what he could do is, how is he going to pay back? Kiul the Shmir was already nostalgic. Now he could go and he could say, and he could return the Chayfetz if nothing ever happens to the Chayfetz. However, if something happens to the Chayfetz, so then he's Chayiv originally from the Shas HaPshiyah. That's why he's Chayiv. That's Vega's first side. Vega's second side is that, now, one second. Now, according to this side, Vega says, will come out that you should not need Pshiyah. We should not need that the owner should be machmas apshiyah. It's not mistaken that the owner should be machmas apshiyah. Because what's the difference? Why we need donis and machmas of pshia? The guy is pshia. The pshia itself is mechayiv him in the chayfitz in the tashlum yachayfitz. If he can't return it, What are you going to do? Okay, so the second side of Vega says is that the ma'aseh pshia.
That's machlekes Abaye and Rava. We don't hold like Abaye.
Right. Well, okay, so one second. I'm getting to that in a second. Yeah. So the second side of Vega says is that the pshia, we view the pshia as hascholas ma'aseh mazik. The ma'aseh mazik starts with the pshia. That's what starts the pshia. Hascholas ma'aseh mazik, and it continues, and it's almost like someone that throws a chetz, throws an arrow at the chetz, and what happens is we'll see what happens. He threw the chetz. The mazik is there. The ma'aseh mazik is there. He threw the chetz. The ma'aseh mazik is there. It's going towards the chetz. And if in the end it breaks, so he's chayiv. It's one big long extended ma'aseh mazik. If it doesn't break, so it didn't break. When it breaks, so then he'll be chayiv. But it's one big long extended ma'aseh mazik. And according to this, Mikvege says, I'll talk to you a little bit later, okay? According to this, so obviously it makes sense to say that obviously that it's only considered when it would be only considered a ma'aseh mazik. If it has a shaykh to the shmir, if it doesn't have a shaykh, if it doesn't have any shaykh to the pshiyah, then we can't view it as a continuation of his ma'aseh mazik. Okay, so now Mikvege continues, and he says is that according these are the two svaros of Tchilas B'Shiyah Seif Bo'inus Chai. Mikvege continues and says is that the shaykh of Tchilas B'Gnei V'Aved B'Seif Bo'inus. I'll quote you. Wait, I'm almost done. Okay. The we have a machloikis about if it's chayiv or not. So means like this: that he did something. Let's say chilas b'gneiv aved means where let's say a shrei mesach is not supposed to go to the city. Even beidno the loy ayinu, right? A shrei mechinam is allowed to go if he's washing his flock. He's allowed to go to the city. Like the Gemara says, it's passing the Shulchan. But Hashem Mesach and Mechuyif to watch even Beidna Droy Ayinu. So if Hashem Mesach goes into the city, Beidna Droy Ayinu, so he's being Poshay in Shmir Hashem Mesach. So the halacha is that he's a Poshay in Geneva, right? He's neglected his Shmir.
He doesn't see you. Your hand is chopping.
We don't see what he's doing. He's frozen.
Wes, what do you think about the whole movie thing?
I heard it's a club to seven minus. I don't see why you shouldn't be fired.
We're still frozen.
Minus came out because of it.
We're still frozen.
So we'll out that according to the first.
Pinchas, we froze for the last minute. Can we restart 1 minute back?
Okay. Okay, so McVeigh continues away like this. McVeigh says, whether Tchilos the B'Gneva Aved the Vesoif the Boinus, whether Tchilos the B'Gneva Aved the Vesoif the Boinus, will be Chayiv or Potter, is going to be totally in these two tzadim. If we say that the chiv starts right away b'shas tapshio, he's already chayv b'shas tapshio, because that's either because he was mechayv himself for that, or because we already view the hezek already then. So that's only shaykh by a pshio, a real pshio. A real pshio, we could say that since the chayfet is not shomer, he's poshay in the shmir as a chayfet. So then we view the chayfet as the chayfet is already never. The chayfet was completely misalk himself shmir sachayfus, so that's already now shame came. So that would make sense only by a pshia, but by geneva aveda, of course not. Geneva aveda, there's no the chayfus is not nevad. He just didn't. He was all bidden the ayu yinshi, It's not possible to say that. It's not possible to mechayev the guy in the fact that he went to the city. They didn't die lynch. There's nothing wrong with that. With that mice of Etzim. It's not a mice. You can't consider that a mice of mask. You can't say he's already achroy in the chayfitz. There's no damage to the chayfitz. There's nothing insecure about the chayfitz, about the kodin. So therefore, it's not shaykh to say that the guy's going to be chayef. That's what Mikvegi says. Mashenkin, if you go according to the second story, that the mice of Shio is considered a scholar's a mice, starting now and continues to what happens on the soif. So Mikvegi says, according to that story, that it could be even by Gnei Vaveda. When he started, if he was Maschel, and he left Eden the Ayli Inchi, so he already started a Maisel of Shio, Maisel of Shio, that could be Nimshach, and could go to the Besoif, and if the Besoif to the Inoinus, he would be Chai for it. These are the two Stad Mikveh.
Okay. But the Ktsais, there's a whole Ktsais about when you're supposed to pay if there was a fluctuation in value. And according to this Rekiva Agar, it's a moot issue because it's for sure by the Shas Pshia, because that's when I become Chayim. The discussion's closed. So you have to say
right. Exactly. Yeah, that whole Ksois, or that whole big Shmuz of the Ksois is discussing whether you Chayim B'Shas Meshicho or B'Shas Pshia. That whole big discussion that the Ksois has is a Shai of you Chayim B'Shas Meshicho or B'Shas Pshia, 100%. Because a ganav is chayv mishas meshicha, so maybe a shomer moso they should be chayv mishas meshicha right away. Already then it's kivos nichtas bereshusam already. Then that will chayv whatever the yukro vezuga was at the time of the beginning of the shmira. That's where. And here we're discussing. Of course, everyone comes out that a shomer is ogim mischayv mishas shia.
Not b'shas, I started to be negligent at the time that the damage happened.
No, so that's what this discussion is. The discussion was never about if it's chayif at the damage itself or the pshia. That he never discussed. He said the chayif b'shas a pshia, but the shayla was if you view the pshia as the damage already, if that's where the damage takes place already, so then chayif b'shas that's considered the damage. So you chayv then. So
why for a shomer sachar can it not be called b'shas damage when a shomer sachar is not allowed to go in even b'idin da'ayle inche? It's just as bad as a shomer chinam going in b'idin da'loy ayle inche.
Right. So Mikvege says that you can't view, because you have to view the chayfetz as if it's already never. So but on a pshiyol, he says, you can understand that the chayfetz is already never. But on a pshin gnev avedi, we can't view the chayfetz never already.
Wait, no, I thought we're mixing things now. I thought that already nevad. I thought we just said he can't be like a mazik. I thought the two pshatim is the first one's like he's already nevad, and the second one is like he's a mazik that shot an arrow and it's
I'm saying whether you makabel chrayis on it or that he chayvel pshim et hamazik, whatever both of those pshatim, they all to say that b'shas apshio, that we consider it that you're already chayv in the full responsibility of the chayfetz, either because we view your actions as if you were already poshay in it, or your kabbalas achrayis would mechayv you at that time because the chayfetz is already never, because the chayfetz is no longer watched because you're poshay in it.
So on that side, he would be chayv. Didn't we say that that's going to be the chakira? Which one is it by pshias gneva by gneva beveda? By Tchilas Gneva Veveda, didn't we say that's the Chakira, which one it is?
Right. So by Tchilas, right. So right. So he's saying, right. No, so he's saying that if you hold that, right, I'm going to get to the second set. But if you hold that the mice starts now and continues, so Tchilas Gneva Veveda with Soifei Boinus would be Chai. If you hold that Pshio is a scholar, it's a scholar, then
you so that's Mazik. That's Mazik. That's mazik. That would be the on the spot of mazik, you would be chayv.
Right, then you'd be chayv. Yeah, then you'd be chayv.
And why on the other tzad not? And then can you speak out the other tzad? Why not on the other tzad?
Well, the tzad of a kabbalas achrayis?
Yeah.
No, so on the kabbalas achrayis also, I don't mean to be saying that. I mean to say, these two tzadim of Rebbe Kveger, in why tzadim of Rebbe Kveger is chayv, is going to be in according to both pshatim of why pshi is chayv. Whether pshi is chayv become real mazik because of your pshi in achrayis, because of pshi in shmiru, or it's chayv out because kabbalas achrayis is according to both of those tzadim, a shaykh v'egi suffik here. It, on the tzad, that she's mitamazik. So we could say that when you're pesheya, it blabs as scholars, mice, and mazik. And on the tzad, that the tzchayv equals kabbalah sachrayis. So then the pshad is that it blabs like it's a mice, that you are mechayv yourself to be chayv, and if it continues down, it continues down in the form of where there's a haiz, where there comes out a hafzit to the chayfetz.
Okay, now by Geneva Veda, what's how does it play out?
That's insane. So by Geneva Veda, what Rick Vega says that by Geneva Veda, these two tzadim, the two tzadim Rick Vega declares, right? Rick Vega declares two tzadim, why Tchilas B'Shusav and Nesachai? It's because we say that we view the chayfetz as if it's already Nevad, and now the Shem is responsible from the original Shas Pshio. That's first shot. The second shot is no. The shot is that we view the Maisa Pshio as a scholar's Maisa that's Mechayim. Either because the bribes are scholar's Maisa Mazik, or because the bribes are scholar's Maisa that he was Mechayim himself on.
This is good, even like the Nesivis that says, even like the Nesivis that says, you only pay when Yukur Vezula, Vishas Never Min Olam, not Mishas Pshia.
Right, so, right, I'm going to get to the Nesivis in a minute. Yeah, so the Nesivis, I'm getting to the Nesivis in a minute. Yeah, very good. Okay, so I just wanted to get over here. I see it's already getting late. So the thing I wanted to get, so it comes out like this. Vegas says, Rick Vegas says that Vegas says like this: the Rif learned the machlok sabayi v'rova. The Rif learned the machlok sabayi v'rova was you need pshia if you need the pshia to be machmas to be toiling the oinus and the toilus. I'm sorry, if you need the oinus to be toiling the pshia or not, right? If you need that the pshia that the oinus should be machmas a pshia. Sorry, I'm not speaking clearly. The Rif learned the machlok sabayi v'rova is if you need that you should be able to have the oinus be totally the pshi or not, right? And that's how the Rif learned the machlok sabayi v'rova. Tosfos argued on that. Tosfos held even according to Abayu, Avada, everyone holds that you need that the pshi that the oinus should be totally the pshi. That was machlok sabayi v'rova, the Rif and Tosfos, right? Okay. So Kvega says that according to the Rif that held that Abayu is the one that held that Tchilas B'Shiyah B'Seif Bo'inus is Chayiv, even in a case where you cannot be toiled in the B'Shiyah, it's still Chayiv. So then, according to the Rif, the Rif says, then there would be no Hechrich to say that Tchilas B'Seif Bo'inus is Potter. Tosfos is a Chocho, that Tchilas B'Seif Bo'inus was Potter, was from the Gemara, on the Afsad Gimel and Beis, where the guy went to the ear, And he went to the ear, in the loy ayli inshi, right? That was the machlokes of Chista and of Chista over there, and Rabbo, whether a shomer, that was really the machlokes of Chista Rabbo, because a shomer socha have to watch in a way that's extra than kedinatri inshi, right? That was the machlokes over there on that side of the gimel. Remember the machlokes? It was the machlokes on the side of the gimel if you have to watch, if a shomer socha has to watch extra special or not. Anyway, so over there, Tosfos asked on that gemara there, that okay, if you tell me that it was he went to the city Beidin the lying Ivy Inchi, so it's still gonna be Tchilas B'Neva B'Seif Bo'inus. So what was the Kasha and Rabbi? So Tosfos sparred from that Gemara, Tchilas B'Shiva B'Seif B'Neva B'Seif Bo'inus is part. That's what Tosfos sparred from that Gemara. Zokter Reb Kveg, according to the Rif, he learns that Gemara is going according to Abaya. According to Abaya, Abaya holds Tchilas B'Shiva B'Seif Bo'inus is Chayiv, even when you can't be toyed in the pshia. So there's no hechrich bechlau that, so according to him, according to Rikveger, it comes out that the Rif would come out, that the Rif is the one that holds, Tchilas B'Neva B'Seif Avoida is Hake Chayiv Odino, right? And Fizeh, it comes out that the Rif is the one that holds, that the reason why Tchilas B'Neva B'Seif Avoida is Chayiv is because he holds like, the tzad, it must be that he holds like tzad aleph, right? One second. Hold on 1 second.
It's not like the arrow, because it doesn't need it to be connected. So the roof doesn't need to be a direct consequence.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Okay, so it comes out like this. It comes out, Vegas says that this ends up, I'm just going to shorten everything. It's too many cheshbonos. We're just going to shorten everything like this. Vegas ends up saying that the machlokes toisus in the riff is, ends up being like this. Is that toisus that holds bonus is chayv. He's the one that holds that the yisoy lechiv of tchos b'shuv v'seif bonus is chayv is because the whole schloss can never win to say for in this is high. Just 1 second. Still getting mixed up over here. Okay, like this. Start again like this. Vegas says like this, that according to the riff, according to the riff that holds schloss of Gneva made to say for in this is high, will come out that he is the one that holds that, like the second side. That the reason why Tchugos with Shia of a safe finance is high is because of bribes as called Smice and Mazik. Not that we view the Chavitsky what's never anymore. No. The bribes as called Smice and Mazik at that point. And it's as called Smice and Mazik, which continues on to what happens in the safe if there's an oinus. So if you learn like that, what Vegas said will come out that even Tchugos will never have a safe finance will be high also. So Vegas says that this is the machloikis between the Rif and Toisus. The Rif weren't like the second sad that the Maisa Mazik is Mamsh starts and Mamshik until the Oinus takes place, until the Hefsa takes place. And that's why Tilasa Geneva Ved Basif Boinus is Takichai. But Shankin Toisus holds that the Maisa that the his Chayv is already made korah b'shas apshiyo from the shas apshiyo. As soon as he pesheya, he's already chayv back then. That's why Toisus holds that dafke tchlosa b'pshiyo v'seif boynis is chayv, v'ashenki tchlosa gneva aveda v'seif boynis is potter, because he holds that tchlosa b'pshiyo v'seif boynis is chayv only because we view the chayv it's never already b'shas apshiyo. That's what Kvegi comes out as the machloek, you think, so, between Toisus and the Rif. Now, we'll come out we'll come out like this. How do we pass him the gate that didn't have to cross B'Shiva Seif Ba'inis? So, it would seem to be a machloekis, a machab and Ramo, which is Shin Gimel, which I guess there's really no time to be married in it. But, It's brought in over there in Shin Gimel. There's two days there. According to, I'm just going to tell you the end of the cheshbon of the end of the chaburim. It's like this. According to Mishloim Eger, it comes out that it's not the real machloik. It's mechaber Rambo. If tchlos b'yushi of tchlos b'gneiv aved b'seif boynus is chayv in that. According to the Sivis, everybody holds, in Shin Gimel, everybody holds, the loss of Geneva Avedim Seif Boinus is part of it. But according to the Gilgim Arshon and the Pashtis of what it seems like for the Mechav Ramo over there, is that the loss of Geneva Avedim Seif Boinus is Taka Emesa Machloikis. And that the Mechaber, and that the Mechaber really means to Paskin, the loss of the Geneva Avedim Seif Boinus is Chai. So it would come out like this, that in our Shailom, that we had with the, let's start with the shayla with the mover. You come out that in the case of the mover, the tchilos was what? He didn't wrap the blankets properly. He didn't do anything. He was pesheya in the shmir of the chaytis, of the pekodim. That pshiyo, what was that pshiyo? That pshiyo was only benegeya that if regular moving around in the truck, whether it would be just bumps on the road or short stops and all stuff like that. All those regular driving, right? So that's why you need those blankets for. So the whole shia was only gabi that amount. It was only gabi the amount of whatever damage could come from regular driving without blankets. So whatever that amount of damage could come out, that's what he was pesheya in. So therefore, if you hold that, that if you hold like the riff, if you hold like, I'm sorry, like Tosfos, that the pshiyah, right then the pshiyah is mechayiv b'shas ma'aseh then, and just then afterwards you can say harish chol fanecho. So then it comes out, his whole pshiyah was only that very limited amount of money. The whole pshiyah was only limited to this very small amount of money. And what happens is there will be regular bumps and whatever, short stops, or whatever, things like that, regular normal driving. So that amount of money, if it would be soifer bonus, is chayv on that. However, gabi the damage that comes out from that came out from the oinus, that damage was so much greater. On that damage, it was never on that amount of damage, it was never pesheil in that. Mashenkin, according to the riff that holds that we say bonus chayv, is because we say that ma'aser pshiyah is aschola. And his ma'aser pshiyah could continue and go until the besayf, until the hezek takes place. And anything that we could be toizel that it's machmas pshiyah is included in his ma'aser hezek. So then it will come out that his pshiyah taka was, it started. He was maskil, his ma'aser that's machayim, whether it's mitamazik, whether it's mitamachrayis, he was maskil that ma'aser that's machayim. And it continued, and the besayf, it ended up into an oinus. So taka b'chayim for the full damage of the furniture. Machmas is pshiyah, because we definitely could be told of the pshiyah. So that's what will come out. That's what will come out, that this, the whether he's chayiv for the damage or not, should be told in the machlokes, the riff and toisvis, the way that you learned, and how you learned the din of tkos b'shiyah b'seif ba'inis. Is a chayiv b'shas, is a chayiv fully b'shas mais, b'shas the pshiyah, just to say reshonu fanecha, or is he chayiv b'shas, when the hezek takes place. Now then the sivis over there, Uchari is mivor, that he says that Yechayv and the Yoikim Vezugah B'shas the Etim Yitzim and Oilam is mivor talking like this sad, like he talking passing that light is paskining kokuloi, like the riff that chigosi b'gneva aved v'seif v'bo'inis is potter. And that's rather the shittas and the sivis and Simon Shin Gimel, he holds la'aloch l'mais and not with the Goyim Marshal. He holds that everybody holds side of Mechaber Ramo. The Mechaber, he also is masking that he lost the Begneva with the safe point is potter. However, the Pashas of the Mechaber, the way the Gilgamesh Marshal learns, is that he lost Begneva with the safe point is Taki Chayiv. The Mechaber Pashas is Chayiv, then in this case it would be Chayiv. So in the Sivis Mamish Timsa Shidosu, that in the Sivis that says that a Yukav Azula, you pay Kashas Yitzim and Oigam, like Kashas Abshir, Shtimsa Shidosu, where he holds in Shin Gimel that Chlos B'neva where the Sefer Ba'inis is Taki Potter. So, all right, that would be, that's this case. And the other case is Taki, simply like what you said, that obviously the Pshio, Loimi Boya, according to wait, both shot me prayer. If you're pushing with one Chayot of the Pekodin, obviously you're part of the other Chayot of the Pekodin. It's just the Geshmak, it's the Geshmak of Meisen. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm sorry for the mix-up over here. I guess I could just give you. All right, I'll send you the Mar Mekomis to it. There's a lot more that needs to be said, because we can't have Toises really holding like that Yichai B'Shas Apshio Lugam like Toises for his first trap, because my Toises also holds that you need Chigos, you have to be able to be toigled the Oinus and the Pshio. So then a lot more needs to be explained, but I guess just English, there's no man, and if some reason this all right, that's all.
Thank you very, very much. Shkaif. Should I end it?
I don't even see.